Good evening, everybody, and thanks for coming. We would like to, first of all, thanks the Unity Pavilion for hosting us, and all of you for coming and attending this event, which is going to be articulated in some moments of music and some talk. So I would like to start with the event with the music, and then Susmita will talk about accessibility. Thank you. Thank you.
Every time it rains pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella, keep it upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
you all are here. And thanks also to Suara, Scarla, Marlenka, and Rolf for participating with your beautiful songs and voice. Thank you so much. If you really your song and your voice make this event more joyful, more. Okay, first of all, we warmly thank to the Thick Desire who has supported the realization of the booklet. Warm thanks to Charu for his talent. Maybe Charu is not here today, but he's like he's here. The graphic designer Giulio, La Consulta from Turin, Italy. Thanks to all people who have made this possible. Special thanks to Alex, who is hiding himself somewhere. Oh, he's over there. Is the soul of this booklet and the accessible hourly service. Thanks to Unity Pavilion for hosting us. Special thanks to Jaya, Shivaya, and Nadia, and Eric Clapton. Accessible Auroville began with a 3 days workshop in 2009 held by Samartian National Center for Accessible Environment from Delhi, followed by a second one in 2011, always with Samartian, to make people aware of the aspect of accessibility, particularly in public buildings and places in Auroville, and to give training to become access auditors. In 2012, Accessible Auroville won the second prize at the Wicker Film Fest from Delhi with the documentary Sometimes I Can Fly, showing the few accessible places and the architectonic barriers in Auroville. The documentary was screened all over India, including at Pondicherry University and abroad. Ensuring access to the built environment is a crucial element in reducing the vulnerability and isolation of persons with disabilities. Architectural accessibility facilitates, amongst others, the chances to find employment, to gain education, and access public services, to participate in social and recreational activities and things, to play an active role in society, both economically and socially. Access and accessible. Sometimes, when I talk to people, they don't know what does it mean accessible and access. Access and accessible refer to the freedom of choice to enter, approach, communicate, or make use of a situation or environment without assistance and undue difficulties. A building or environment which does not enable fails in its purpose. Only if a building provides for full range of potential users can claim to fulfill its purpose. If the needs of a group of people are not considered in the design of a building or environment, then that group is denied equality. There is no principle that would defend the denial of rights because the owner, designer, contractor or manager of a building simply hadn't considered those rights mistakenly, thinking that it's too difficult or expensive to provide for them. And now I tell you how much is the cost to provide accessibility. The cost of making a building accessible is 1 or 2% of the total project amount. The cost is insignificant if the access standards are added in the planning stage. It is possible to combine the taste of beauty with accessibility. Many people think that if we make a building accessible, we lose the sense of beauty, we lose the architectonic origin, and it's not true. Absolutely. The accessibility does not destroy any ancient buildings and places, or very important places, also modern. Sometimes also it makes them more pleasant. Accessibility means to create an inclusive community, to embrace the ideas of all people living together, harmoniously, in a barrier-free world without fear of exclusion and discrimination. Accessibility is for all. Wheelchair user, old people, children, blind, deaf, limping, pregnant women, mothers with children, mothers with buggy, people with temporary reduced mobility, people carrying luggage. There are disabilities which are not visible, such as asthma or heart disease. There are so many other disabilities which we are not even aware of their existence. Everyone experiences disability. Everyone is disabled by the environment at the same stage in their life. An elderly person or someone with short in breath or has a broken ankle or a painful back will find stair difficult or impossible. Young children often cannot reach door handles and light switches. With a sprained wrist, it's impossible to turn most taps. High curbs are difficult to negotiate with a child in a buggy. The examples are endless. Disability is part of everyday experience. Universal rights of access and the United Nations guidelines should be adopted. This way of thinking benefits everybody, not just those with impairments, buildings and places for everyone. If we believe in building for everyone, then it's unacceptable that a woman suffers disadvantage because she's pregnant, or a child because he's small, or older people simply because they are elderly. It is equally unacceptable that people are disadvantaged because of their impaired sight, hearing, or mobility. It is particularly unacceptable when the disadvantage suffered is the result of carelessness or thoughtlessness. Is entirely avoidable. There is a substantial and ever-changing Indian statute law which bears on the commissioning design, construction, and management of the built environment. These include legislation, on planning and development, construction, standards, health and safety, equality of status and opportunity, transport, sustainability, conservation and environment protection. Nowadays in all countries, accessibility has become compulsory. Audit as a city of human unity has to become accessible to all. A shining example of accessibility not only for India but for the whole world. As Aarhus is an international city, we warmly wish that this booklet will take a long journey to many countries. Accessible Aarhus, we also wish that the architects, urban planners, contractors, transport service, cycle path team, road service here in Aarhus start working, keep in mind to create an inclusive society without discrimination. Accessible Aarhus is ready to work with all groups and residents to create an inclusive community here in Aarhus. That Aarhus has to really be an example, and then maybe the architects, first of all, that when they plan something, also the private building, they have to think of the human being. First of all, the needs of the human being. And then really, we can combine accessibility with a sense of beauty, because I've seen all over the world, especially in Italy, in Turin, I've seen beautiful things completely, fully accessible to all. So I hope that our will has to keep in mind this and to work together. I have to announce one thing. There is something new for Accessible Aarhus. Recently we got a small corner, but beautiful corner, in the town hall at the office. We will be open twice a week, and in the housing service, they offer us a place, that they are very kind. And so very soon, we start just organize right now, so it takes a little time. And after we will put outside the timing, the hours, and then everybody has a question or needs tools, accessories, to make accessible places and this and that. And then also to denounce barriers, that is very important. To denounce barriers in our list where they find difficult to enter, to approach, to do something because of the barrier, so they can come and announce, so we can, and then also we can contact the groups and to work with them to make accessible. Please don't go away, because now Suaha, Marlenka and Carla will delight us again with the beautiful songs. Thank you.
like New York in June. How about you? I love a Gershwin too. How about you? I love moonlight now when a storm is due. I like potato chips, moonlight and motor trips. How about you, babe? I'm mad about wood poles. Can't get my fill. And Frank Sinatra's notes, they give me a thrill. Holding hands in a movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but I like it. How about you?
J'étais sur la route.
route toute la sainte journée. Je n'ai pas vu le tout en